This is Ozarks at Large.
Connections between the Trail of Tears and Northwest Arkansas run deep. According to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas, most of the 13 detachments of Cherokees forced to leave their homes because of the Federal Indian Removal Act of 1830 traveled a route that included a stretch from Pea Ridge to Cane Hill, then into present-day Oklahoma. This busy intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Stadium Drive has changed since 1839. That's when thousands of Cherokee Indians passed by. Still, hidden just a few hundred yards away from the traffic light is a park where many of the people forced across the country camped. The Trail of Tears Park is just behind the University of Arkansas soccer field. There is a decades-old plaque signifying the park's place in history and a somber three-stone monument representing the people who, along the trail, stopped here. Yesterday, some of the descendants of those forced to march across the land were also in the small park. Nearly two dozen bicyclists have been riding the Trail of Tears this spring as part of the Remember the Removal ride. Earlier in the day, the riders had stopped at Fitzgerald Station in Springdale, where some of the detachments in 1839 had stayed overnight. Sean Tuton, a Cherokee Nation citizen and professor in the University of Arkansas English Department, welcomed the riders to their latest stop in Fayetteville.
Right under our feet here is a camp spot for one of the detachments on the Trail of Tears, and I'm sure some of our ancestors may have camped here, and it's a very moving moment. I have to say, when I saw your cars come rolling in here, I felt myself kind of choke up. I didn't think that would happen, but I guess what I'm realizing is that we still persist. We're here. And it's such a proud moment. And all of you have traveled nearly 1,000 miles to do this. You young people, students who want to learn so much. And I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful moment. So, Wado, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Jerry Hogan with the Washington County Historical Society briefly explained some of the Cherokee history intertwined with Fayetteville in northwest Arkansas, and Fayetteville City Council member Rhonda Adams officially welcomed the riders. The trip has merged riders from the Eastern Band, descendants of those who avoided relocation, and members of the Western Cherokee, who are descendants of people forced to march. Joseph Erb, the coordinator for the Remember the Removal Ride of 2014, says the bicycle caravan has already covered more than 900 miles by the end of the day yesterday.
And so we started in northern Georgia at New Echota, and that was their original capital. And we started riding there with the Eastern Band of Cherokees. And so we combined the two groups and have been riding for almost 3 weeks now.
What have the stops, the overnights, what have those been like?
So it's, you ride all day. And then when you stop at night, we stop during the day at certain locations, and we stop at night in different locations. For example, we slept out in Red Clay in the Blue Hole, which was like kind of a sacred place for us. And they let us swim in it because we were Cherokee. Normally, they don't let people in, and it's quite cold water. And we get to see special sites where our ancestors were. After we get out of Blythe's Ferry, it's kind of a sad journey after that because we only see grave sites and springs at that point. So places they stopped and places they died. And so since we left our original homeland on this trip, we've seen grave sites and campsites. And that kind of gets to you. They did genealogy of every member of the group. And so we know where our families crossed. We know which families are related to. Some of our troop are related to Sequoia, some of the Van family, some commissioners, signers of the constitutions. All of the participants that are riding and all of the staff are descendants of people that went along the trail. And so we're kind of experienced what our ancestors experienced.
Yeah, imagine as hard as it is to travel over so far 900 miles, what keeps coming back is how horrible it was.
I produced a film for the National Park Service about this, and I kind of thought I knew what the Trail of Tears was, working on it for years, but I really never knew how hard, how far, and how long this journey is going to be. And we're on bicycles in the warm days, and they were in winter with ill-prepared situations. It's a long journey, and it's hard even to this day. And we saw every mile. And it's difficult to see that, and it gives you pride though, because you're like, they survived so we could continue.
What have the conversations been like with the riders? I mean, is there then talk after you've seen some of these sites?
Yeah, so, you know, it's very moving, and it hits us all at different times. You know, sometimes we're having a good day, and, like, you're enjoying that you're out together as Cherokee people. And other days, it's really rough. Other days, it can be tough when we go out there because it's... we'll be talking about... We'll just pass a grave, and one of our riders are related to the person that died there. And that can be tough, too, because you're journeying along, and you're learning about each other. The Eastern Band and us, we didn't know each other. Many of the people that we're riding with, we've met just in the last few months on our training rides and our history courses that we take. And you get to know and get close. You know other families. Most of us are related to each other. Through genealogy, we're like, oh, this is my third cousin, that's my fourth cousin. One of our riders is related to 12 different riders. So we're all connected in some ways, and so we're kind of learning about each other and about the trail.
Finally, you know, you have Trail of Tears Memorial right on the trailer on your shirt. Have you had a chance to educate some people who maybe have heard of Trail of Tears but don't really know what it was?
Yeah, a lot of people don't really understand what happened during the trail. A lot of times they thought, well, they just made an agreement and they left or something like that, but they weren't really happy about it. They don't realize that Cherokees wanted the Supreme Court not to be removed. And so for this, on our jerseys, you'll see that we have syllabary on it, which is our writing system, and it's from the Rosses Scroll. And when we wanted the Supreme Court not to be removed, over 90% of the tribe signed this piece of paper that they sewed together called the Rosses Scroll that said, we don't want to move. And this is part of our jersey, that these are the names of our ancestors here saying they didn't want to move. So when we ride, you know, we think about that. Like, we're looking at each other in our uniforms as we ride, and these are the names of the people that said we don't want to go. And we educate people along the way about our tribe, about our clan system, which is on there, the star that represents the people we lost on the trail, that it's still such a magnitude to our nation as a people, that on our regular flag, there's a black star that represents the Trail of Tears that we lost people on. And that little black star is the people that didn't make it. And so it's even on our flag about how big of an event this was to our people.
You're almost done with this ride now.
We are. You know, it's kind of a different situation for the Cherokee Nation citizens here, that we're going back home. You know, we've made this home for 170 years. But the Eastern Band are finishing the ride very far from home. And so we have this little different experience in the next couple of days as we get closer. We're getting closer to our families, and they're still far from theirs.
Joseph Erb is the coordinator for the Remember the Removal 2014 bike ride, commemorating the forced removal of Cherokees from their homeland. The riders are scheduled to finish their nearly 1,000-mile ride in downtown Tahlequah today. In all, the forced removal of Native Americans in the 1830s involved five tribes. Historians' estimates on how many Cherokee people died in the forced removal vary widely, from at least 2,000 people to as many as 6,000 deaths. This is Ozarks at Large.